This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And you remember it. Look at the calendar. From stern evacuation warnings on a sunny Sunday afternoon to a rain and windstorm that built for an entire day. It was a hurricane, then it was a tropical storm, then it coined its own special meteorologic name, Superstorm Sandy, firmly parked itself over the East Coast. And on a morning 1 year ago, residents began to see how their communities had changed forever. At least 117 dead, thousands homeless, an estimated $65 billion in damage. The recovery continues even today. In the middle of an election campaign, the government was tested a year ago, as never before. The need for cooperation in the aftermath of Sandy as urgent as the storm itself. President Barack Obama appointed Sean Donovan, his Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, to help lead the federal response to Sandy. Secretary Donovan joins me now to assess the region's recovery 1 year after the storm. It's great to have you here.
John, it's great to be with you.
You got your control panel set there, your iPad. You're definitely in touch with what's going on because things are going on even as we speak.
Absolutely right. And look, if you'd asked me a year ago when I witnessed this destruction, and I'm a New Yorker, I have friends in Brooklyn who lost family members and their businesses, their homes. If you'd asked me a year ago, would we be as far along in the recovery as we are today? I would have been doubtful. But by Memorial Day, we had 97% of the beaches across the region open. There were 650,000 homes damaged, and the vast majority of folks are back in their homes, their business up and running. But there's still a lot of work to do. There are people still out of their homes, the most impacted. And perhaps most significantly, we have to work to make sure that a storm like this doesn't do this kind of destruction again. Climate change is here, and we have to be preparing for it as we go forward.
I'll talk about the preparation piece in a moment, but who's stuck? We've talked with people who are still waiting permits to raise their property that's basically condemned, but they can't get the permits necessary. Is there a problem with federal, state, local, city, county cooperation in managing this recovery in certain neighborhoods?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that there are really three stages to recovery for the homeowners that were most impacted. The vast majority of folks, they were able to get up to $30,000 from FEMA within a few weeks. That was often enough. Then the next step is they have to work with their insurance companies, and that was a difficult process for many, many families, but 99.5% of insurance claims have been paid. Now what's really left is the folks that were hit the hardest, that either have to completely replace their homes, that need to elevate them. And there, it really is – some of it is it looks like red tape, but you know, we have to check if these are historic properties. We have to make sure that insurance companies paid everything they can because we don't want federal taxpayers subsidizing private insurance companies. But also one of the things that's been so important is to build to a new standard. The truth is the maps that we were using for flood levels were 20 years outdated, and so we moved very quickly to give new information to communities, and that's in a lot of cases what folks are starting to adjust to get their building permits or other things that really do reflect a new level of risk that – even though it's harder right now, we're going to rebuild in a way where the damage will be less next time.
A lot of that new map information is not welcome to real estate developers, to people who've traditionally wanted to create beachfront communities that have a sort of a high value proximity to the ocean. Is the federal government moving to a point where if it's that beautiful and you're that vulnerable, you're not going to get any help from the federal government? You're on your own here. Is that part of where we're headed?
Well, look, the president was very clear in his inaugural address for his second term. He talked about climate change as one of the most important things that we have to recognize. This summer, he released a climate action plan where one of the key three legs of the stool, if you will, was that we have to prepare our communities better for climate change. And so it doesn't mean that we can't live by the shore. There are places, Oakwood Beach in Staten Island and others, where, frankly, to buy out and turn that land back into natural land is the best answer. But in the vast majority of places, we can live safely with the water if we do smart things, if we elevate, if we protect, if we build our infrastructure stronger. And that's we have to take the time to do that. We're willing to invest in it. I awarded $5 billion more of community development block grant money that can help to make our communities more resilient. But we have to take the time to do that. And in the long run, despite the kind of resistance that you're talking about, which is, and there's no question, is there. It's better in the long run if we do things the right way now.
From your perspective, you know, we've been talking about housing and the housing problems in the wake of a disaster, of course, when everyone's really engaged and energized. But there are housing problems in the middle of Cleveland or in the middle of Detroit, in the middle of urban centers that are just recovering from the disaster of the 2008 financial
meltdown. The
man-made
disaster.
There you go.
Before the natural disaster.
How much of your work on Sandy is a distraction, perhaps, from some of those urban initiatives that the president also believes are very much important?
Well, as the president said, we've all got to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time on his team. So we continue to work on those. But what you had, sadly, with Sandy was the confluence of that man-made disaster with the natural disaster. We had thousands of families across the region who were struggling to pay their mortgages before they had to support not only their home but a rental apartment because they were out of their homes. And so one of the most important things that we did with my task force was to create a single policy that covered all federally insured mortgages, more than 90% of the mortgages across the region, that said, look, you can't foreclose. We put a moratorium on that. And then what we said was, you know, if folks are going to have to start paying again at some point, the problem is if they're going to have to catch up all at once, we're going to have another disaster on our hands. It's going to exacerbate the problems of foreclosure. And so we put in place for the first time ever a single policy that said, hey, you can come in, get your mortgage reworked so that your payments will actually be the same or less than they were before, even if there is money that you didn't pay over that time. So that was one of the important things. That's now going to become national policy because we did it for Sandy.
Secretary Donovan, do you advocate the cancellation or the revocation of federal mortgage subsidies for people who live in zones that are ultimately in harm's way, and elimination of the federal subsidy for coastal communities?
Well, one of the things that we said very clearly after this, for the first time, we set a federal standard across every single dollar that we're going to spend in recovery. If you were substantially damaged, you're not going to be able to get flood insurance help. You're not going to be able to get a federally insured mortgage going forward if you don't elevate your home or otherwise protect it to these new standards. And so some folks have said that's going too far. We believe it's the right thing to do to make sure this region is rebuilt so that the next time around, because let's recognize this, the 12 hottest years we've ever had in our history have happened in the last 15. This is not just an anomaly. Climate change is real, and we have to prepare our communities for these storms again.
Secretary Donovan, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Sean Donovan leading the team in the recovery from Sandy 1 year ago today. Thanks again.
My pleasure.
This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.